Breezy 101, it's the Breakfast Show on your radio. Leave the Door Open by Bruno Mars. That's our second two for Tuesday of the morning. If you want to hear anything by one of your favorite artists, you just send us a text, 662-289-1011. And right now, we leave our door open always for my next guest. That would be Jason White, a district representative from 48 Mississippi, House of Representatives Speaker Pro Tem. I mean, I feel like your title gets longer every time you come on here. But we appreciate you stopping by. And hey, also, I don't know if you heard me talking about today being Be Kind to Your Lawyers Day today.
I did, Breck. I like that idea. We ought to make it a week.
Yeah.
Festival.
Yeah, make it a whole thing. But yeah, thanks for being on with us this morning. And you're finally free. We have to wait till April to get you on because you spent a lot of time in Jackson.
That's right. And today being Be Kind to Lawyer Day, all my clients who are mad at me for being out the better part of 90 days, maybe they'll carry that through till I can catch up on their work in the next week or two.
Maybe they're listening to the Breakfast Show and they'll take it to heart. But yeah, Mississippi legislative session, it finally wrapped up, and looked for a while there like y'all might have to go a little bit longer, but y'all were able to get things done. And I know one of the big things from the legislative session was state income tax kind of a cut plan, I guess is what it is.
It was a cut. It was an action-packed session all the way around. You know, all you heard about all fall coming into the session was about medical marijuana, and I think you and I maybe have even visited about that on air several times. And we passed that the first week of the session. So we went from first week of the session wide open, jumping right into debates on the legalization of medical marijuana in our state. To the last week of session, we were debating and passing the largest tax cut in state history. And essentially, everybody will be in tune with that because this week, April 15th, I think is Friday, and gets to cut a check if they owe any more money to the feds or the state. But what we did with your state taxes is now you pay nothing up to $5,000, and $5,000 to $10,000, you pay 4% of that. And then everything over $10,000, you pay a 5% tax in the state of Mississippi. And what we did was we cut the 4% totally out. So that bracket from $5,000 to $10,000 will be tax-free starting next year in 2023. And then over the next 3 years after that, we bring the 5% bracket, which is everything you make over $10,000, you're taxed at 5%. We bring that down 1/3 of a percent over 3 years down to 4%. So in essence, Mississippi will be a flat tax. 4% of your income will be taxed on everything over $10,000, 4%. That brings us, of the 41 states that have an income tax, we will be 5th in the country as far as the lowest. So we're proud of that statistic that we are bringing it down. Unfortunately, other states are looking at their tax brackets as well. So we'll have to stay diligent in that area to be competitive. It's not the panacea for our state, but it is one more thing that moves us into an attractive spot when courting industry and folks looking to relocate and college graduates thinking about where they're going to set up shop when they get out of school.
Yeah, and that was what was the possibility of you guys staying there a little bit longer. Some of the House and Senate couldn't necessarily agree on a bill that you liked, but finally got it all done there and sent to the governor. And also another one big that you're kind of heading up, and I remember watching. I get on the YouTube channel and watch you guys do your work there, and a little bit of a redistricting thing that was going on for the state, because you know you lose population, you have to redistrict. Even here locally, the city of Kosciuszko having to redistrict because of population losses, but it's going to be happening statewide as well.
That's right. Every 10 years, based on the census, and everybody remembers all the media around the census workers who are out and getting counted, and everybody needs to be counted for all the different programs and things that we do politically and the interaction with government. And so based on that 2020 census, we have to redraw all the legislative districts, both the House of Representatives and the Senate districts. And so that gets very political real quick, because if you want to get a politician's attention, you start fooling around with their district and, hey, you're not going to get this box, but you're going to get this box, and we've got to change this boundary line and that sort of thing. But population, the Delta lost a lot of people. So those districts kind of bled over to the east into the hills a little bit as far as to keep those districts whole. And so it was kind of a domino effect. My district, District 48, which encompasses most of Kosciuszko and most of Itala County, as well as eastern half of Leak County, I picked up a little bit more of the city of Kosciuszko, and I picked up the McAdams box into District 48. So that part changed. I did not have McAdams or Salas. And now really the only thing in Itala that won't be in District 48 will be the Salas box. And then in Leak County, I lost the Madden box. So the metropolis of Madden moved to Representative Randy Rushing's district and out of District 48, which I currently represent.
We're speaking with Jason White, Representative 48, Speaker Pro Tem of the Mississippi House of Representatives, catching us up on the Mississippi legislative session. And there was one thing in Kosciuszko there about the 2% food tax. The mayor's been on talking about how that has to go through the legislature, then come back here and all of that. So how does all that work? Bill gets introduced there. Can I explain how that works?
You're exactly right. All taxing authority in the state of Mississippi is reserved for the legislature. If a local government, such as the city board, wants to enact a local tax, they have to first, quote, get permission or get a bill passed in the Senate. We call those local and private bills. In other words, you pass a law that only pertains to the specific area that's requesting it. Such, in this case, as the city of Kosciuszko, the city board voted unanimously, passed a resolution that they presented to the legislature that said, we are all in agreement, we want to impose a 2% tax on prepared foods and beverages inside the city limits of Kosciuszko, and we want to dedicate that 2% tax, or the revenue generated from that 2% tax, to parks, recreation, tourism in the city, to promote those things and kind of beef those up, if you will. So first step is to get that bill passed in the legislature. So that had to go through committee in the House, pass on the House floor, then go to the Senate, work its way through the Senate committees and the Senate floor, and ultimately be signed by the governor. All of that stuff has happened. And so now the city will probably here in the next few months decide when is the exact right time the board will set it for an election. They'll have to advertise in the paper. I'm sure you'll hear a lot about it, and I believe the mayor will continue to talk about, you know, what they feel are the positives of this and what it can mean for the city going forward, for our parks, for our tourism, for our community, what those monies would be used for. So that's kind of where that is. And so folks that live in the city of Kosciuszko will see at some point in the near future an election specifically on that issue. It has to receive 60% of the vote to become law. So in other words, you go to a fine dining establishment here in town, instead of 7% tax on your bill, you're going to see, if this were to pass and the citizens of Kosciuszko voted in, you're going to see a 9-cent sales tax, and 2 cents of that would be going into this fund for the city of Kosciuszko.
Some other things that were big in the legislative session were teacher pay raise.
Teacher pay raise. And as you know, one of my big sisters is a principal at one of the schools here in town. And so, and my mom taught here for 35 years. And so I hear a lot from school teachers on a regular basis about what they like and don't like about state law and the way we do our public schools. But one of the things we all agree on is they're not paid enough for what they do. And maybe we'll never be able to pay them what they're worth for what they do for our kids. But this was a chance for us to finally, we are actually above the Southeastern average for all Southeastern states. Starting pay for a teacher in Mississippi for the first time is above that average. So that's something we're very proud of. We were able to, that's a $254 million teacher pay raise. We were able to fold that into this year's coming budget. We went from about a $5.9 billion budget to about a $6.2 billion budget. Most of that growth being in the form of absorbing this teacher pay raise, the $254 million. What that means is about a $4,000 to $5,000 annual pay raise for an average teacher. Starting teacher, maybe a little more than 5,000.
Yeah, and then there's a couple of things that sometimes folks in conservative Mississippi don't necessarily want to talk about: medical marijuana and ABC, something going on with the state alcohol beverage control.
You know, we kid folks, when I first got elected to the legislature 10 or 11 years ago, if any sort of alcohol bill came up for debate on the House floor, place would all of a sudden look deserted. Everybody's got to go to the bathroom or meet with a constituent or do something. But whatever, they would say, don't touch my buttons. And they're talking about their voting buttons at their desk. Don't even vote me present. Just leave it alone, that sort of thing. We went from that my first few years to now, you know, we debate liquor. And this year, as we already talked about, we've already passed a statewide medical marijuana program that I think is fairly aggressive. should meet the needs of what the people of this state voted for by a large majority. You know, the legislature's intent was to reflect the will of the people in that vote that we had on medical marijuana. We got that passed. We are looking at some real reform with our ABC, with our alcoholic beverage control. As you know, Mississippi is what we call a control state. In other words, the state is in the liquor business and the wine business. And so what we did was, we've had a lot of trouble with our warehouse and getting product out to retailers. And so we agreed to spend a large portion of money, $50 to $100 million, to revamp our warehouse and potentially contract out the actual day-to-day operation and the running of that warehouse, and not necessarily get the state out of the business, but get some private entrepreneurship into the day-to-day management and running of the business in hopes of making it more streamlined, more modern, and more user-friendly to our retailers throughout the state.
Jason White, Speaker Pro Tem of the Mississippi House of Representatives. And one thing I would ask you about medical marijuana was that yesterday we had it in the news that Neshoba County is going to hold a meeting about opting out. And that was something that was put in the bill that local governments can choose not to allow it in their jurisdictions. Is that correct?
That's correct. We passed that bill, I believe, on February the 2nd or 3rd, and it provided that all local authorities, both counties and cities, had 90 days from passage to opt out. In other words, it's not like liquor where you have to have a vote to be wet. Marijuana, the way the bill passed, was you are considered a medical marijuana jurisdiction unless you vote to opt out. So it's kind of like a reverse referendum, so to speak. Now, that doesn't mean that a person can't possess a medical marijuana card and ultimately possess medical marijuana. It just means it couldn't be sold in that jurisdiction or produced or grown. And you can have one without the other. You can allow the growth or the processing of it and just not the sale of it in the form of dispensaries. At this point, our local authorities here in Atala and Kosciuszko have not opted out. And that time, I believe, to do so is coming quickly to an end, I believe, on May the first week of May.
All right, Jason. Well, that's all I had, unless there's anything else you know more about what's going on down at the legislature than I do. If you think anything that the folks here in Kosciuszko or Atala County need to know about what happened down there.
The last thing I would say is I was in charge of a huge pot of money that the federal government sent us, $1.8 billion of American Rescue Plan dollars that federal Congress passed. And that was the state's portion, was $1.8 billion. Cities and counties got money sent directly to them from the federal government under the same, what we call ARPA, but it's the American Rescue Plan that Congress passed. You're going to see, we set aside $750 million for water, sewer, and infrastructure projects for cities and counties, asking cities and counties, hey, if you want to do something such, the city of Kosciuszko is devoting almost all of their ARPA money, water and especially sewer problems in Kosciuszko. And I believe if you talk to any resident of Kosciuszko, especially on the east side of town, they'll be glad that that money is being spent on our city sewer system. And so the city's going to apply for about a $4 or $5 million project with the state. So I'm looking forward to getting that money back here to the city. I would also tell you this, in our local capital expense bill, the last bill we passed, we set aside in that bill $1 million for 4 new fire trucks for our volunteer fire departments here in Atala County. I believe Carmack, Friendship, Zama, and Providence volunteer fire departments will be getting a new fire truck. Danny Townsend will be ordering those and getting them out to the county. It'll preserve our fire ratings and good for our people. We also got $1.6 million to redo the roof at the Jack Post building where Mitchell Metal has currently moved most of their operation. So I was glad to get that. We also were able to get $1 million for county roads that's going to Atala County for them to feather into their normal budget, as well as $500,000 for the city of Kosciuszko to continue work on infrastructure and our parks to go with $1 million that we got last year to try to enhance and bring them up to what our community expects and deserves in that area and is looking for.
All right, Jason, well, we appreciate you for being on. We always appreciate you coming in and kind of breaking down the legislative session for us. You know, I do my best. Randy Bell, we do our best to kind of get the information out there, but
y'all do. I listen to you. Y'all are on top of it.
Yeah, but
and look, I gotta throw a shout out to you, to the people. This is Radio Personality of the Year I'm getting to sit with this morning, so congrats on your award, Brett.
I appreciate it. It was a tough year, a little bit easier year than the year before, because year before was all COVID. Right. So this year,
right.
This past year, we had a little bit more fun being Radio Personality of the Year than just doing COVID stuff. So we appreciate that. And we appreciate you, Jason, for everything that you do for us here in Kosciuszko, Atala County and statewide. But thanks for being on with us this
Thank
morning.
You for having me. I appreciate it.